A snowy winter and a rainy spring and summer have bumped water levels on Lake Michigan up 7 inches compared to this time last year. Lakes Michigan and Huron are still more than a foot below their historic averages, but Green Bay's port manager says he'll take what he can get. Dean Haynes says the extra 7 inches means freighters can load 700 more tons of cargo.
And Lake Superior is going up even more. So we're all benefiting throughout the Great Lakes at, you know, various amounts. But if we can continue to have weather like we're having, rain and heavy winter for a couple more years, we'll probably see the lake levels be back to where they were 10 years ago.
Lake Superior has 16 more inches of water now than it did last year, but it's the ripple effect from Lakes Michigan and Huron that's setting the standard. Jim Sherrow manages the Duluth Superior port. He says carriers leaving his port keep their eyes on the lakes to the east.
Through this last year, Lakes Michigan and Huron were basically the controlling location for most of the ships that were loading. So we're real happy to see them coming up also.
It seems strange that a few inches of water makes such a difference to giant ships, but the ability to load extra cargo means fewer trips. That's important to the bottom line of Great Lakes shipping companies. They use petroleum-based fuels like most long-distance carriers. The Great Lakes fluctuate naturally and normally peak in late July. The port managers expect at least a couple more inches of water in the near future. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.